This is the program that is aimed at building and enhancing the capacity of civil society organizations to deliver better services to poor communities through training, mentorship, and incubation of civil society organizations operating in poor communities. And I must just indicate, honorable members, that this area of capacity building is an area that in this financial year of 2015, we have taken a conscious decision to emphasize on it, because in the previous financial years, as much as it is clearly indicated in our mandate, we have not been focusing that much on this area. But through the engagement of civil society organizations and NGO with the Minister of Social Development, there has been a significant need that has been identified in improving the capacity of civil society organizations so that they can deliver better in that work. And as such, as an organization as NGA, we have had to put a lot of emphasis on improving this area and assisting the civil society organizations in delivering better through capacity building. The second program is research and development, which is also aiming at producing evidence-based information that is capable of influencing and directing national and institutional policy on development programs implemented by civil society organizations and the public sector and business sector. And you see that this is aligned to our secondary mandate. The program, the third program that we have is resource mobilization. This is an important area of our work in terms of mobilizing resources. And again, this is aligned to what I said earlier on, to act as a conduit in terms of supporting civil society organizations with funds to do their work. We have put it as a strategic objective and a program to mobilize resources in cash and in kind through sustainable partnerships towards implementing community development programs implemented by the civil society organizations. And actually, it is exciting to also indicate that as part of those partnerships in this financial year, we have seen the partnership between ourselves and provincial departments of social development partnering, especially around the program of capacity building, where we got resources from the provincial social development to NGA to assist them in capacitating the NGOs that they are working with to improve services in the poor communities. Program 4 is governance and administration, and this program is looking internally within the organization as a way of promoting and maintaining organizational excellence and sustainability through effective and efficient administration that includes performance, employee well-being, cost containment, and brand recognition. So those are the programs that are guiding our performance in the financial year 14 and 15. Coming to our performance during the first two quarters, in presenting the performance, I just want to indicate that also what has been significant in this financial year is the fact that we changed our approach in terms of funding the organization. You'll recall that I said earlier on, our work is focused on two critical areas: the grants that we give to civil society organizations to undertake development work in the communities, as well as the capacity building. We have had to refocus and look at a different approach from the previous years. And this approach, the change in the approach was the following. On giving grants, in the previous year, you'll recall that we were giving grants of about, let's say, about over a million to one organization to undertake work in terms of the overall program. But now, through the interactions with the board and the minister, it was decided that we need to ensure that we don't just give larger amounts to one organization, but we are able to even support smaller areas within an organization. For example, if you look at an income generation project, that income generation project might just need a little amount of about 300,000 as opposed to over a million rand to address certain aspects within that, and we should be able to fund those smaller areas. So in this financial year, it's as opposed to what we've been doing of funding bigger amounts for projects and lesser projects, we have expanded and tasked more projects, but emphasizing that we would give even smaller grants so that they can be able to address those specific issues that they want to address with this. But also this approach was also aligned to the minister's priority on ECD massification, on improving ECD in our country, where we, as NDA, we have to support those civil society organizations that are dealing with early childhood development, particularly around the issue of educational material and the capacitating of practitioners around them. So that approach, I must indicate, honorable members, delayed us in the preparation work, because we found ourselves during the quarter, instead of starting to implement, doing the preparatory work. The preparatory work of ensuring that we identify the civil society organizations that we're supposed to capacitate, do the thorough need assessment in terms of identifying the areas that they need to be trained on, and also ensuring that we put into place the logistics for those capacity building programs. That took longer time, and it took time from the first quarter and therefore we saw ourselves starting to implement in the second quarter, as you can see. I think it is important to just explain that so that we understand the performance that is there. If we move, we have used the colors there, the green, where we indicate that we have achieved that, yellow, which is partially achieved, blue, which is annual target not due for reporting in this quarter, and red for not achieved. That would indicate that in our APP, we have 20 annual performance targets, 24 annual performance targets, of which 18 of those targets were due for reporting in quarter two. And you can see what I've just said earlier on as a background to say we spent a lot of time during the first quarter planning and started implementing in the second quarter. As a result, by the end of second quarter, we had achieved only 5 of the targets out of the 18, which looked very bad in terms of the performance. 13 targets were not achieved, but it should be noted that these targets were recorded as not achieved. It's not like they were at zero performance. Most of them are above 75%. It's just that we have not achieved the 100%. But also, just to make sure that the committee sees our progress beyond the quarter two, you'll see that in our presentation at the far right, we have indicated the year-to-date performance. And that indicates, for example, if I can just go to the presentation, that on a number of civil society organizations provided capacity building interventions, the target there for quarter two was 750. And you can see that it really indicates that we had only capacitated 215. And had not achieved 715. But if you look at the far right, it shows that after the second quarter, we have moved far, and this should give comfort to the committee, because currently, as currently, we have exceeded the target. We have already trained 2,740, which means we have moved, and that is why if you look at the year to date, it shows green, so which means we have moved in terms of that. The second indicator is number of beneficiaries, which again, you can see the target for quarter two was 2,250. We had not achieved that, but if you look at the year to date as it is now, we have we are progressing very well because we are at 5,087, which indicates that by the end of the financial year we would have achieved that target. The third performance indicator is percentage of civil society organizations demonstrating improved knowledge. This was not due for the second quarter, and I will move to the fourth one. The fourth indicator is number of NGA funded early childhood development practitioners enrolled in N2F level 4 training. The target for the second quarter was 60, and the performance was 157. Yellow there, but year to date we have moved to 225. Can we move to the next one? The biggest challenge, as you can see there, was on giving the grants, those smaller grants that I spoke about, to the civil society organization. Again, here you can see that we did not achieve this target. And the part of the challenge was the fact that when we decided to give smaller grants to the organization, we had to make sure that we move as a control measure. We move the procurement of whatever needed to be procured, whether it was educational toys or equipment. Instead of allowing the project themselves to procure that, we moved it to NGA so that it becomes ourselves as NGA that we procure those, so that we could save by procuring in bulk and therefore save instead of allowing each individual organization to procure. So that process of procuring internally also it took longer time. Hence, by the end of the second quarter, in terms of the value of grants, funding, ECD, food security and income generation projects, we had not transferred this money to these organizations or even procured, because we're still busy with the processes. But as you can see, in terms of the year-to-date performance, while it was red at the end of quarter two, as the year-to-date performance, out of a target of 33.2 million rand, we are at 28.09 million rand, which means by end of the financial year we would have achieved that target. Value of grants is best. The target is 80 million rand. We are currently at 57.8 million, but we have not achieved at the second quarter. Number of beneficiaries, the target is 4,192. Already, we have exceeded that target, which means by the end of the financial year, we would have achieved that. I mean, we've already achieved it. Number of jobs created through NGA funded projects, the target was 1,421. We are already at 2,118, although by the second quarter we have not achieved it. So we have progressed significantly. Number of established NGA advisory centers, I must just indicate that with regard to this target, we took a decision that we need to, because what was coming out from the community is that they were not aware of NGA. And therefore, we felt that instead of just having the provincial offices, let us extend our advisory offices to the district so that at least they can begin to have a feel of NGA even in the district instead of just one office in the province. So these advisory centers, we have put a target of 45 for the year, and we are currently at 85, which means we are progressing quite well in terms of that. Can you move to the next slide? The next program, that was program one. On program two, which is research and development, we had planned to have for quarter two, 24, mid-term evaluations on NGA grant-funded projects conducted. When we fund the project, we also take time when it's midway, we evaluate whether the project is going well according to the plan. That is what we call it evaluation, just to assess whether they are performing according to the plan. So we had planned to do 24 for quarter two, and we achieved 19, but as in terms of year to date, we are 83 against the annual target of 112. We are progressing well. We are confident that by the end of the financial year, we would have achieved the target. At the end of each project, we conduct what we call close-out evaluations, where we evaluate the project in totality and ensure that we close it and we measure whether it has met what it was supposed to achieve. We call this close-out evaluation. We had planned to do 10 for quarter two, and we only did 7. But in terms of year to date, we are already at 38 against the target of 52 for the year. On number of performance monitoring reports on SBA grant-funded projects, this is where our development managers visit the project to monitor their work, whether it's in line with the project proposal. We had planned to do 13 for quarter two. We only did 12, but in terms of the year to date, we are already at 33 against the target of 50. Number of evaluation reports on outcomes and impact of NDA programs, that was not part of a target for quarter two. Still continuing with research and development, you will notice that in terms of these remaining areas, we did achieve this as in line with quarter two targets. Number of research reports reduced. We had planned to do one report in quarter two, and we achieved that. Number of policy briefs and papers produced. We had planned to do one, and we achieved four. A number of case studies on NDA program areas, we had planned two and we achieved two. Number of good practice publications on NDA program areas, we had planned one and we achieved two. So we achieved areas there. On resource mobilization, we had planned to mobilize 50 million rand by the second quarter. And we had managed to mobilize only 20.3 million rand at the end of the second quarter. So we did not achieve this. However, when you look at year to date again, you can see that we are already at 73.1 million rand against the target of 100 million rand. So again, we are confident that come the end of the financial year, we will achieve the target of 100 million rand. Around the number of partnership agreements signed, we had a target of 3 for the quarter 2, and we achieved 2. But already we have exceeded that target, because out of an annual target of 10 agreements, we have already signed 14 now, which is we have exceeded that target. Looking now at program 4, which is governance and administration, we have a target. The first KPI is percentage achievement of organizational targets as set in the annual performance plan. We have planned to have on this target, it's not, we have planned to have 80% for the annual. This is an annual target, actually. It's an annual target. We are supposed to report on it at the end of the year. Sorry for that. But we are currently on 56. As at the end of quarter two, we were at 56.25. As at the end of quarter two. Around the staff who achieved a performance rating of 3 and above, the annual target is 95, and the target for quarter two was 95, and at the end of quarter two, we were at 62%, and year to date, we are at 85%. We are confident that we will achieve that at the end of the financial year. The next target yes, it was just due for reporting in the second quarter as well as the next one. Also, the unqualified audit opinion, this is for the previous financial year. We did obtain the unqualified audit opinion. So that is the performance, Honorable Chair and members, in terms of how we have achieved. As I say, just in closing, before I hand over to the CFO, as much as it indicates that by the end of second quarter, much of our targets were not achieved, but you can see that there is significant progress from the second quarter up to now, and we are confident that by the end of the financial year, we will achieve those targets that are in our APD. Thank you very much. Let me now hand over to the CFO to give feedback on, to report or to present on financials.
Thank you, Chairperson, honorable members, colleagues. I'll be very brief, Chairperson. Spending patterns were reflective of what the CEO has indicated was our quarter two performance, in the sense that overall, by quarter two, we had only spent 44% on mandated work, which is those two key priorities. However, as quarter three now, we have actually moved in line with the performance report, in that we are in the latter 57% of the spending. With regards to administration spending, the trend of saving has also been showing over the year at 49% as of quarter two. That is reflective of our cost containment strategy that we have implemented, which we are currently also pushing ahead with. The key area, Chairperson, to perhaps highlight is the progress on resource mobilization, which the CEO has touched. We are pushing this program in a very big way, especially because of our funding crunch. In quarter two, we had 15.9 million rand, and we are actually around 89.2 as of yesterday. Chairperson, I will stop there and take questions if it's fine with
you. Thank you very much. Thank you very much to all and all and for us. Honorable members, can I request you, but before I request, make my request, I want to substantiate why I think we can go that route. We are now preparing for the people, for the beings to bring up. This is the foundation and roadmap towards that. We want to be a monitoring and evaluation, so that by that time, we don't only ask why you didn't achieve ABC, but we will be left in following you all the way up to that level. Can I therefore request that we don't discuss or engage with this NDA report? Because not unless members, the questions will be asked. But I think the MTA must come again so that we spend more time in interrogating the report, and as we did with SASA, I don't know whether it was enough, but I think we covered a lot on SASA. But we are going to be really a hit and run in this one. But honorable members are not presented from asking questions. It's now after 12. So I'm putting this to you as a committee to make a determination on that. Ukubuza njoba amalunga funa siqoxe njengamanje noma silale phezwayo bese senza omnye umhlangano wokuzoxoxa ngayo. Must take that in touch. But I mean, I'm
Thank you. are undertaking a lot of discussion. Can we consider us like normal teachers? Those who have got questions, ask questions. If there are issues that are going to be deferred to their next time when they come into the program, then we do that.
Maybe before Honorable Obama, can I substantiate why I was suggesting that he come here? It was not because their report is not satisfactory. It was because they have got new money. And it was also because we have been reorientated the other day as to by the treasurer and other people when we were called there about how we should be involved at the planning stage, because we have been driving what has already been there, CEO. We have been oversighting what we were already doing, and now we are going to have a new budget, am I correct? Yes, because there has been a sauna, there has been everything that has brought about new priorities, and also there are real letters that are not necessarily questions, but are for engaging. How will you be able to do everything, especially with the implementation of the new mandate? For example, I also want to say to both CEOs, as the committee and as the chair, I'm very concerned how the food distribution program has gone. To an extent that some provinces have written to me that they stopped it because the distribution centers, the whole process of how this will be managed. Let me tell you, over time, the distribution center is in place. And definitely the provincial government has said that decision is null and void because it was never discussed with any structure in that province. So I thought when you come there, it's not that you come there to make another presentation, but you will be coming back so that we can be together with the social development. Because you have partnerships, CEO, with Eastern Cape Social Development. Isn't it in the report? Your partnership that you train for them and you do their capacity building. But I think you should be there because indeed the MEC is up in arms, the premier is up in arms. How this matter gets bypassed the province and ended up having distribution centers in towns, leaving all the rural people with nothing. Remember, KFG has got billions that have been allocated by the presidential closing. But in addition now we have distribution centers for food and so on. And SASA is involved in food distribution. I mean, in food culture, if distribution is not about having a center, but you do give out, don't you give food passes? Is that not giving out food passes? I'm making mistakes.
We do, but we don't do the EMDC, which is the overarching food security program in the SDMA.
But what I'm saying is that integration, because I don't think when there's a food center that distributes food, it will work behind your back so that you give the person who has already received a food packet is in your list to be also benefiting with the second project. I think this integration part of it, we need to be under one roof so that when we do our oversight, we are clear what was the original plan of implementation and development. so that when we do overtime, we are on spot on. This is not about any questions that will be asked, questions that can be asked, but I'm also conscious that members don't overstay here and be not, not be able to have food before they go to the house. So I am not necessarily saying there's no time, no questions. I was saying even questions of clarity or whatever can be done. But I wish they would come back for further engagement on matters that I did not even raise, which I think are, for me, are a little bit problematic, even the way it is done. Because I think as a committee, we don't want to oversight where we were not involved in planning. Because what we will be oversighting, if we said we bridge a road, and even if that bridge is a bridge to nowhere, we will only oversight that there's a bridge. But as to what, how it will impact and change the people's lives, lies within this community. So the matter, that's why I was of the view, honorable members, that they should come back, because we will always have portfolio committee. So when we have the portfolio committee, we allow them a slot so that we can engage. That's what I'm proposing. Oh, yes, some friends, honorable members, sorry.
Thank you, Chairperson. I would suggest that in future we shouldn't have mixed two entities at the same time, so that we can have enough time to interrogate and to discuss issues. It is unfair that today we allow MDA to do a presentation but don't ask them questions, because we could have seen already that we are late. So in future, to avoid this confusion, let's separate the entities so that we have enough time. That is what I would suggest. Also align myself with my colleagues when they were saying that the NDA would underwent the review. So there are so many questions that we need to ask. So let's postpone it. We've wasted a lot of time. And then give them their own time when it comes to the committee. Another
question? Thank you, Chair. I want to support what my colleague Kapani has said. My concern is, and there is an awful lot of questions in this presentation, particularly in terms of liability, cash from other entities, etc. There's a lot of questions. I'm going back to what you said, Chair. We have raised, this is not the first meeting we've had with the NDA, where we have discussed this new mandate and the reviews and the reports that are that have been taken. We have asked for this to be presented to this committee before, and I can go back to the minutes of previous meetings. And we here again asking exactly the same question. That is a concern. I think we need to have access to this information. The NDA must come back. They must come back for a whole morning, and we must be presented with the mandate, the new goals, the new targets, all these decisions that have been taking place that haven't come to the committee for consideration. I think it's an important issue, and I think they need to be back fairly soon so that we can address those issues and then ask the relevant questions in accordance. Thank you, Chair.
But what I think another Kukopana is not very correct is that we last portfolio committee agreed that they should come back, because they were here, all of them, the Department of Social Development, they did their presentation same day, then SASA did the presentation, then the time was up. That's why then questions have not been asked. So if we say we want to change our plan, let us go to our plan and say we are going to do that. But it was not a confusion, but it was a clear mandate from the portfolio committee that let them come. So I was not being confused on that matter. I did exactly what was the instruction. And but if we say, let's change because of our experiential learning through exercising with on the ground, let us change our approach. that will define if the community has been. Can I acknowledge Honorable Kofi and Honorable Yu? So then we start from there to you and then Honorable Mbaki.
Chairperson, I'm not thinking what other members are saying. Okay, I'm defeated by but it wasn't very if NDA is cutting the time to prevent, how many officials of NDA are we having here? I think you the CEO and the CFO. If I'm right in this house now. So she's next week if all officials of NDA will come and meet those of the community. Or we need maybe to extend it. Maybe this isn't to invite the board, then having a meeting with only two officials with us. Let's extend the scope. Maybe we invite the board to be part of that, or maybe we meet with SASA. We invite all the regional offices or the provincial offices that they are having. That one it will be better, but not two of them. Because there are two now. The whole officials are from SASA and then from the department. And the second thing, I think as a committee, we must take it to say that we must say that it's on our side, maybe because the government took time to, they changed a lot of time when they present, maybe the time it was being checked for them, so they must be paid. So it's fine, so I will take what other members are saying.
There's no gap in how could you have started. who are in, we have agreed as this parliament that the civil parliament cannot be made to oversight what they didn't know. We should be involved in planning, including geographical location of where this project will take place. It is critical for the members of the portfolio committee to know where the projects are going to be implemented so that our service delivery is not skewed to one direction. Because when you plan at this level, you also need a holistic approach in your country. So you don't end up having communities that are saying we are a forgotten community in this particular area. So we need to be together that if this is our plan, and therefore how geographical distribution is must be part. In fact, the entities have been vindicated by the Auditor General that they are not in line. They need to be, we had a meeting with them. The issue of entities, because they are gaps in what you want to achieve. You will say you want to train 300 people, but the objective and the outcome that we expect will be something else. Those are the matters that we want to engage when we go in. This is a forward planning. That's why I said it's a precursor to be so when you go there, you know what you're talking about. But at the same time, I fully agree with the members with all their input. But the state of affairs has always been that you all come. So as to how you would be invited, it's a matter of the committee and the separate. But also, some matters, by the time you come, and we will have discussed with the minister. Especially with the issue, advisor to the minister, of how we see as the parliament our oversight. Because we can see that there has been transformation, but there has not been transformation in the evaluation.